Clean. Okay, and distance, social distance, very important. Also check in on the elderly on a day like today. Welcome to What's the Buzz, New York, with your host, me, Nancy Lombardo. All right, what are we going to start? We're going to have a mix of music, and we'll have some comedy, too. We're just going to have it both, how about, because we can have it always, because it's my show. Anyway, how should we start? I want something, okay, how about a little Bria Skunberg, love her. She plays the trumpet and she sings. Go, Bria.
Thank you.
Out her Bria Skonberg on BriaSkonberg.com. She's just a brilliant comedian. What can I say? Speaking of brilliant, also, my friend Tom Carosa, he always gets me. I love this song. I can't help it.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene. like you touch to me, sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. It's hold on my soul, sends my memory reeling.
What's that smell? It is waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. All is well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
Let it play a little bit there. Sorry about that. I got away from you multitasking on a sunny day, which is my downfall. All right. Let's find you.
Guy with a Doberman pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy's door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pinscher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? He says, they gave me a Chihuahua?
Jackie Martling, always funny, Jackie. All righty, what do we got here? We got, I think we need a little Nancy comedy, too. Let's see, what have I got here? It's got to fit the time frame, Nancy. Okay, don't forget Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. All right, we'll have something here. Hold on. I just didn't realize I had so much up here. Okay, here we go. This should fit the bill.
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman. Oh, she's real loud. No mic is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lamora.
Oh!
didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew what the villain was. Oh, yes, she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. In her hand, she would be holding a mysterious box standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the steps would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head.
Ayúdame, ayúdame.
The head would fall, the box bounce in his head. Boom, land on his feet, go,
Panchito. He's the little fellow with the big ears. One little chicken, she clucked. The little goose, he honked. And the little pig, he squealed. But when Panchito tried to bray, out came nothing. He tried and he tried, but no hee-haw. And right away, the little animals made up a song about him.
Panchito. He is a good little burro, but he cannot bray.
Cannot he, cannot haw. It is awful.
Panchito. The gooses and geeses, their nephews and nieces all say.
What a shame. Such a shame, too bad for the parents of Lu Panchito. Panchito has ruined their name.
Panchito. Ay, poor Panchito. His heart was so heavy like a stone. He was so ashamed, he ran away and climbed to the top of the highest mountain. And when he got there, what do you think he saw? A little eagle in his nest. The little eagle was crying. So Panchito, he said,
"Hey, little eagle, why do you cry?"
And the little eagle said,
"I cannot fly. And when an eagle cannot fly, there is much to cry about."
And when Panchito heard this, he said,
"Ay, you poor little eagle. You are almost so bad off like me. I am a little burro, and I cannot bray." "Ay, you poor little burro. Do you mind if I cry with you? No?"
"No, little burro. Let us cry together."
"Thank you."
And after they could not cry no more, each felt so sorry for himself and for one another, they decided to jump off the mountain and end it all. Well, Panchito and the little eagle did jump off the top of the mountain. But as they were falling down and down, suddenly the little eagle called out,
"Look! Look, my wings are flying! Flap your ears, little burro, and fly like me!"
"I can't! I can't!"
And the ground kept getting bigger and bigger and closer and more bigger. But just before the ground got big enough to hit Panchito, the little eagle grabbed him by the tail! And Panchito made a one-point landing right on the tip of his nose. And the little eagle, he said,
"Little burro, you know what? You brayed."
"No, no, I did not bray."
"Oh, but you did. You only think you cannot bray. Like I thought I could not fly. So if you think you can bray, you can bray. So what you think?"
Panchito did not know what to think. But he thought he ought to think, and maybe think some more. In the meantime, at the village, a big fiesta was commencing to begin. The little chicken was practicing her cluck. The little goose was practicing his honk. The little pig was warming up his squealer. The band was playing pretty music, and everybody was happy. That is, everybody but the papa and mama of little Panchito, and they were very sad.
"Oh, my poor Panchito.
If we only had him back, we would not care if he never brayed nothing."
"Listen, papa."
"What is it?"
And when the papa burro looked to see, there was little Panchito standing beside the little chicken, the little goose, and the little pig. And when the band did play, you never did hear such music. For Panchito, he joined in and brayed, "Hee-haw, hee-haw."
"Boy, boy, boy.
Now little Panchito makes the biggest and most beautiful hee-haw in all Mexico. Which goes to prove, if you think you cannot, you cannot. But if you think you can, you can. I think.
Ah!